This is Akashvani, a review of this week's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra. This might have been the shortest working week of the session, with sittings held over just 2 days of the week, but it was perhaps the most productive week of the current monsoon session in terms of legislative business fulfilled. The government managed to pass 6 bills, including key legislations, in the Lok Sabha over 2 days. In the Rajya Sabha too, the Treasury benches had much to cheer with the passage of 4 key bills and the upper house returning 3 financial bills. Apart from the listed legislative agenda of the government for this session, Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced in the Lok Sabha an important bill of the Ministry of Corporate Affairs to amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code. It was referred to the Select Committee of the Lok Sabha for further scrutiny. With another 4 days of this monsoon session due over the next week, government is well on course to achieve beyond its legislative agenda of 17 listed bills. But the irony is the entire legislative business of Parliament was conducted amidst empty opposition benches. All the bills during this session were passed by voice vote amidst walkout by the opposition MPs and without their participation in the discussions. While the entire monsoon session has been marred by logjam between the Treasury benches and the opposition in both the Houses of Parliament, initially over Pahalgam attack and Operation Sindoor, and later over the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. Both the houses this week too continued to witness protests by opposition members, resulting in frequent adjournments. As per independent watchdog PRS India website, Lok Sabha has functioned for 34 and a half hours and Rajya Sabha sittings have lasted for 33 hours and 40 minutes during this session, as against the normal 102 hours they would have sat for in the scheduled 17 days of the current session held so far. It may be worth mentioning that the Lok Sabha spent about 23 hours for discussion on Operation Sindoor, spread over 3 days, that continued late beyond the 6 p.m. scheduled time for both houses to rise for the day. On the other hand, the Rajya Sabha devoted almost 16 hours on the same issue over 2 days. If one excludes this duration spent over the discussion on Operation Sindoor, this would imply the Lok Sabha has sat for just over 10 hours and Rajya Sabha achieving slightly better, sitting for about 17 hours, including question hour, 0 hour, and time available for private members' bills and legislative business over the 17 days of sittings. On Monday, the 11th August, the Lok Sabha passed 4 key bills, including the National Sports Governance Bill and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill, amid din as the opposition continued protesting over the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill was also passed when the Lok Sabha reassembled at 2 p.m. after an early adjournment due to opposition protests. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya described the National Sports Governance Bill as the single biggest reform in Indian sports since independence. The minister said it will have massive significance in India's sports ecosystem and stressed that it is unfortunate that such an important bill and reform does not have opposition's participation. The opposition leaders were not present in the House when the bills were introduced for consideration and passage, as most of them were detained while marching towards the Election Commission headquarters against SIR in Bihar and alleged voter data fudging. But after 2 MPs participated in the consideration debate, speaking in support of the bill, the opposition members returned to the House and started raising slogans. Amid the din, the bills were passed by a voice vote, following which the House was adjourned till 4 p.m. Piloting the bills in the Lok Sabha, Mandaviya said the 2 bills were key reforms aimed at building a transparent, accountable and world-class sports ecosystem in India as the country aims to bid for the 2036 Olympics. When the House met again at 4 p.m. Monday, the Lok Sabha passed 2 important legislations pertaining to taxation, Income Tax No. 2 Bill and Taxation Laws Amendment Bill. The income tax will replace the Income Tax Act 1961. The bill incorporates almost all of the recommendations of the select committee headed by senior BJP member Bejayant Panda. The other legislation, the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025, will amend the Income Tax Act 1961 as well as the Finance Act 2025. It aims to provide tax exemptions to subscribers of the Unified Pension Scheme. These bills were introduced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the lower house earlier on Monday. Both the bills were passed without any debate amid vociferous protest by members of opposition over revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. After the passage of these bills by voice vote, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha also conducted legislative business on Monday, passing two bills and returning the Manipur budget bill amid the din caused by the opposition. The upper house passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2025 and the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2025, even as opposition members staged a walkout from the house. The zero hour and the question hour during the pre-lunch period were, however, washed out amid disruptions caused by opposition members. After the House reassembled at 2 p.m., Susmit Patra, who was in the chair, said the Manipur Appropriation Bill No. 2, 2025, the Budget Manipur 2025-26 and the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 would be taken up together. As the debate on the three bills continued, opposition members created din in the House and assembled near the well, raising slogans. Replying to the debate on the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the opposition has taken interest in Manipur but did not take interest in the Manipur budget. She said they have also voted against the Manipur budget. The three bills were returned to the Lok Sabha as they are money bills. The upper house then took up the Merchant Shipping Bill 2025 that seeks to increase India's bankability in the maritime sector besides ensuring safety and security of ships with minimal disruptions. Replying to the brief debate on the bill, Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal said the key focus of the bill is enabling India's bankability in the maritime sector. The bill was passed with a voice vote amid a walkout by the opposition. The Lok Sabha had passed the legislation on 6th of August. The House also saw a brief adjournment for a few minutes soon after the bill was taken up for passage amid the din caused by opposition members. The Rajya Sabha also passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2025 with a voice vote. The Lok Sabha had passed the legislation on 5th of August. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the bill seeks to provide representation to the ST community in the State Assembly. Earlier, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till the post-lunch session with minutes of the start of proceedings as opposition MPs continued to raise the alleged irregularities in the SIR in Bihar. Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected 29 notices that invoked Rule 267, which allows suspension of listed business to discuss matters being raised by them. Harivansh also said during the current session, the House had the opportunity to take up 210 starred questions, 210 zero-hour submissions and 210 special mentions on various important issues so far. However, due to continued disruptions, we have been able to take up only 14 starred questions, 5 zero-hour submissions and 17 special mentions, he said. Because of the disruptions, we have lost 62 hours and 25 minutes of this session so far, the chair said. On Tuesday, the Lok Sabha passed two bills, including one to consolidate the law relating to ports amid noisy protests by the opposition over the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Indian Ports Bill 2025 was passed in the Lok Sabha after a brief discussion. Union Port, Transport and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal said the bill is a strategic effort to re-establish India's maritime sector in the 21st century. The Lower House also passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025 amid the din of opposition protests. The bill has been brought to the Replace Act of 1908, and under it, a Maritime State Development Council will be set up. The bill seeks to widen the scope and territorial domain of the National Mineral Exploration Trust. The Mines and Minerals Amendment Bill was passed by a voice vote after a brief discussion as opposition members tore documents and hurled it at the chair. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the behaviour of opposition MPs, saying the opposition has insulted the chair and lowered the dignity of the House. Rijiju said, BJP has been in the opposition for several years, but it has never resorted to such tactics. Jagdambika Pal, who was chairing the proceedings, called out Deputy Leader of Congress in Lok Sabha, Gaurav Gogoi, for instigating Congress members to enter the well of the House and hurl papers at the chair. He said it has lowered the dignity of the House. On Tuesday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced a bill to amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code and urged the chair to refer it to a select committee of the House for threadbare scrutiny. The bill was referred to select committee scrutiny. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla constituted a three-member committee to probe charges against Justice Yashwant Verma after admitting a multi-party notice for his removal, setting in motion the process of impeachment of the Allahabad High Court judge. Justice Verma was repatriated from Delhi High Court to Allahabad High Court after burnt wads of currency notes were found at his official residence in New Delhi on 14th March. The Lok Sabha also granted a fresh extension to the Parliamentary Committee examining two bills to implement the system of holding Lok Sabha and Assembly elections together. A motion moved by Chairperson of the Joint Committee of Parliament, P.P. Chaudhary, was passed by the House by a voice vote. According to the motion, the panel has been given time till up to the first day of last week of the winter session 2025 to present its report. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday passed four key legislations, including the new Income Tax Act and bills aimed at bringing transparency and developing and promoting sports in the country. The Lok Sabha has already passed these bills. With this, Parliament has passed the Income Tax Bill 2025 and the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha returning the legislation of the Lok Sabha. The House returned the bills with a voice vote. Replying to the brief discussion on the bills, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said some parts of the Income Tax Act 1961 have become outdated and hence a new legislation was required. Sitharaman also slammed the opposition for not participating in the discussion on important bills like the Income Tax Law. Opposition parties earlier staged a walkout in the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday, as they did in the Lok Sabha. Earlier, soon after an hour-long adjournment at 2 p.m., two sports-related bills, the National Sports Governance Bill and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill, were taken up. The two bills were later passed by Parliament. The Lok Sabha has already passed these two bills yesterday. The National Sports Governance Bill 2025 marks a historic first for India's sports administration that is now set to be regulated by a national board and have its own dispute resolution mechanism. The National Anti-Doping Bill, which reinforces NADA's autonomy as required by the World Anti-Doping Agency, was also passed by the Parliament. Soon after, Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya moved the bills for consideration and passage in the upper house at 3 p.m, there were vociferous opposition protests over revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The opposition eventually staged a walkout led by Leader of Opposition and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, who demanded a discussion on the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. Mandaviya described it as the single biggest reform in sports since independence. That's all in Parliament Review.